Israel and Hamas are expected to cease fire across the Gaza Strip border right now. It's the 2 a.m. hour in the Middle East. We're monitoring to see whether hostilities are coming to an end. The two sides have done some of their fiercest fighting in decades over the past 11 days. Health workers in Gaza say at least 232 Palestinians, about a third of them kids, have been killed. Authorities put the death toll in Israel at 12, with hundreds of people treated for injuries in rocket attacks that have caused panic and sent people rushing into shelters. President Biden last hour welcomed the announcement from the White House.
These hostilities have resulted in the tragic deaths of so many civilians, including children. And I send my sincere condolences to all the families, Israeli and Palestinian, who have lost loved ones, and my hope for a full recovery for the wounded.
Dimitri talked about changing attitudes toward Israel and the Palestinians here in the U.S. with Kelly Vlahos, senior advisor for the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft.
Among Republicans, there is still a very stalwart defense of Israel and its right and ability to defend itself. But on the Democratic side, you've definitely seen some shifting in public opinion. There seems to be a strong and vocal opposition to the United States giving a blank check and political cover to Israel's behavior on the Palestinian issue. It just didn't happen overnight. This has been happening over the last several years, particularly under Benjamin Netanyahu's more hardline administration. He has completely abandoned the peace process, pushed through annexing of disputed territory, bulldozed houses. He's moved settlers into these spaces and has done everything to make sure that that peace process is dead at the side of the road. Americans have been watching this and they're saying, hey, we promised and pledged to be a fair broker. And we tried through all of these past administrations to do that. And some presidents have been better on it than others. But under Trump, we just decided to put our finger squarely on the thumb for Israel, which, by the way, doesn't help the peace process, and it doesn't make our security any better. I don't know how U.S. interests are served, and that's not making other Israelis any safer, Palestinians, or the region any safer.
Hamas, as part of its mission statement, if I could put it that way, is hell-bent on the destruction of Israel. So that's not really a point where you can talk peace, is it?
Right. But, you know, they don't speak for all of Palestinians. And I feel like that there is this symbiotic relationship between the hardline Netanyahu government and Hamas. Is politically beneficial for Netanyahu to be seen as tough and carrying out this tough response against Gaza and be very hardline about it. And as well as Hamas, it's beneficial for them to be seen as representing the Palestinian people forcefully for their fight against the Israelis. So there has been this symbiotic relationship.
Easier said than done, of course, but wouldn't sidelining Hamas go a long way toward peace? How would one go about doing that, separating the Palestinian people from Hamas?
Honestly, Dimitri, there's a situation in which they have very little control over their own fate there. So much of their economy is based on foreign aid, and that has fluctuated as Hamas has gotten more aggressive. But yet they have more political influence than the Palestinian Authority, which is seen as weak. It is seen as corrupt. And so you have a situation where on one side you have this the militant Hamas, who appears to be fighting for Palestinian rights, versus an ineffectual Palestinian Authority. I think it is easier said than done. How do you separate the militancy, the terrorism that's deployed by Hamas from the people so that you can start moving forward and trying to extricate and fight for new policies that allow them freedom of movement and the same kinds of rights and liberties as their Israeli neighbors do?
That's Kelly Vlahos, senior advisor for the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, on Skype. Vlahos is a WTOP alum.